He emerged again a few seconds later, carrying a battered and threadbare towel, which he shoved into the bag. He waved again, hoisted the bag under his arm, and started to run for the shelter of some trees, as behind him the spacecraft had already begun its ascent. Lightning flitted through the sky and made the figure pause for a moment, and then hurry onwards, revising his path to give the trees a wide berth. He moved swiftly across the ground, slipping here and there, hunching himself against the rain which was falling now with ever-increasing concentration, as if being pulled from the sky. His feet sloshed through the mud. Thunder grumbled over the hills. He pointlessly wiped the rain off his face and stumbled on. More lights. Not lightning this time, but more diffused and dimmer lights which played slowly over the horizon and faded. The figure paused again on seeing them, and then redoubled his steps, making directly towards the point on the horizon at which they had appeared. And now the ground was becoming steeper, sloping upwards, and after another 200 or 300 yards, it led at last to an obstacle. The figure paused to examine the barrier, and then dropped the bag he was carrying over it before climbing over himself. Hardly had the figure touched the ground on the other side, when there came sweeping out of the rain towards him a machine, light streaming through the wall of water. The figure pressed back as the machine streaked towards him. It was a low, bulbous shape, like a small whale surfing, sleek, grey and rounded, and moving at terrifying speed. The figure instinctively threw up his hands to protect himself, but was hit only by a sluice of water as the machine swept past and off into the night. It was illuminated briefly by another flicker of lightning crossing the sky, which allowed the soaked figure by the roadside a split second to read a small sign at the back of the machine before it disappeared. To the figure's apparent incredulous astonishment, the sign read, "My other car is also a Porsche." Chapter 2. Rob McKenna was a miserable bastard, and he knew it, because he'd had a lot of people pointed out to him over the years, and he saw no reason to disagree with them, except the obvious one, which was that he liked disagreeing with people, particularly people he disliked, which included, at the last count, everybody. He heaved a sigh and shoved down a gear. The hill was beginning to steepen, and his lorry was heavy with Danish thermostatic radiator controls. It wasn't that he was naturally predisposed to be so surly, at least he hoped not. It was just the rain which got him down, always the rain. It was raining now, just for a change. It was a particular type of rain that he particularly disliked, particularly when he was driving. He had a number for it. It was rain type 17. He had read somewhere that the Eskimos had over 200 different words for snow, without which their conversation would probably have got very monotonous. So they would distinguish between thin snow and thick snow, light snow and heavy snow, sludgy snow, brittle snow, snow that came in flurries, snow that came in drifts, snow that came in on the bottom of your neighbour's boots all over your nice clean igloo floor, the snows of winter, the snows of spring, the snows you remember from your childhood that were so much better than any of your modern snow, fine snow, feathery snow, hill snow, valley snow, snow that falls in the morning, snow that falls at night, snow that falls all of a sudden just when you're going out fishing, and snow that, despite all your efforts to train them, the Huskies have pissed on. Rob McKenna had 231 different types of rain entered into his little book, and he didn't like any of them. He shifted down another gear, and the lorry heaved its revs up. It grumbled in a comfortable sort of way about all the Danish thermostatic radiator controls it was carrying. Since he had left Denmark the previous afternoon, he had been through types 33, light pricking drizzle which made the roads slippery, 39, heavy spotting, 47 to 51, vertical light drizzle through to sharply slanting light to moderate drizzle freshening, 87 and 88, two finely distinguished varieties of vertical torrential downpour, 100, post-downpour squalling, cold. All the sea-storm types between 192 and 213 at once. 123, 124, 126, 127, mild and intermediate cold gusting, regular and syncopated cab drumming. 11, breezy droplets. And now, his least favourite of all, 17. Rain type 17 was a dirty blatter battering against his windscreen so hard that it didn't make much odds whether he had his wipers on or off. He tested this theory by turning them off briefly, but, as it turned out, the visibility did get quite a lot worse. It just failed to get better again when he turned them back on. In fact, one of the wiper blades began to flap off.